pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast, and I am up here with another awesome episode of the podcast show. And I have two guests that are on here. I have a beautiful co-host and a handsome guest, and we're going to introduce those two lovely human beings here in a moment. But before we get started, make sure that you go to my website, bullsandqueens.com, where you can get my free ebook to you, which is The Bulls, Queens, and Cucks Survival Guides to the Lifestyle Fun. It's going to help you avoid and navigate those bombs and those landmines that are out here in the lifestyle space, because I don't want you to blow the fuck up, but I do want you to blow the fuck up on social media though. And also, make sure that you rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast platform, be it Apple or Spotify or any other thing else that's out there. And make sure you see my spicy adventures on my OnlyFans page, which is at bullsandqueens.com. You can see me destroy vaginas one cervix at a time and bruise them and send women to the hospital one after the other. I am a doctor's best dream.
Dude, we gotta redo that. You can't say that and then we act like he just happened to mention that.
What? I send women to the hospital with bruised cervixes and lacerated.
You let the cat out of the bag. You let the cat out of the bag.
I like to let the cat out of the bag. More okay, like the okay. pussy
All
cat
the
out of the bag.
All the time.
Okay. Okay. You ladies and gentlemen that are listening to this, there's a reason why we went there about the cervix. And I'm going to actually let my co-host... Actually, you know what? Let me just introduce them, okay? So first, I'm going to introduce my lovely co-host. What is your name, your handle, and give us a little 10-second intro on who you are.
Thank you, Doc. My name is Eve. My handle is Eve the Sexy Fairy, And also Eve Cuckoldress, depends on what platform you're on. You can't put Sexy Fairy on certain platforms. But if you want to find me on OnlyFans, I'm Eve the Sexy Fairy. Introduction, who I am. I am a single female in the lifestyle. That's how I got into doing content work. I went to a bunch of lifestyle parties and everyone was like, oh, you should totally film this and sell it. So here I am.
Boom. And she shakes her booty on camera and she gets a lot of people that want to pay to see her shake that booty on camera. Matter of fact, go ahead and shake it. Shake it. Give us a little shake. There you go. There you go. There you go.
She's shaking the titties. I'm wearing a bra. They don't shake well.
Damn it. I need to wear a bra so that my titties don't shake too. And, yeah, and our awesome guest, he is a, well, let me let you introduce yourself.
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me on your show, Doc. Hi, Eve. Very nice to speak to you again today. I go by a few names, but currently I'm going under the Cervix Commander, Cuck Matchmaker, Lifestyler, Lifestyle Mentor, that type of thing.
Hold on, brother. You kind of cut out for a moment. You kind of cut out. Like, I can tell you are on a roll. You are killing it. I saw your mouth moving, and I was like, oh, we got to redo that introduction. So start from the top.
Can you hear me now? How's my sound? Is it better?
Man, your sound is great.
Okay, cool. So I'll start that over. I am the Cervix Commander, the Cuck Matchmaker, Girth Vader, Lifestyle Mentor, Findom Daddy. That's who the fuck I am. I saw this lifestyle for what it was. I saw some things that were lacking in it as far as my point of view. And I was just like, you know what? Let me put some paint where it ain't. And we're going to make this thing like serviceable for cool black men that want to get in this thing and want to like thrive. So that is my background, and that is kind of what I'm bringing to the table.
And how do... Okay, so I love your names. I'm not going to call you Daddy, but like, how do people...
I'll call you Daddy.
Oh, shit. She said, I'll call you Daddy.
Hold on, I'm going to turn this volume up. I'm going to turn this volume up so I can hear y'all. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
All right, so what I was saying, Mr. Commander, was that I'm not gonna call you Daddy, but like somebody said that she would call you Daddy. Go ahead and say that again.
I will.
The call whole you purpose daddy. As to
she was like,
why I'm here now? Daddy. I'm in the hospital parking lot right now. Because
no, Mr. Service Commander. Okay, Eve, ask Mr. Commander why he is in the hospital right now.
Oh,
and then you answer.
I would love to. Mr. Cervix, why are you sitting in your car? Where are you? What's going on?
Well, as no fault of my own, a young lady wanted to have a session with me last night. Evidently, she took it too far and had a certain pain in her cervix area, so much to the point that she couldn't walk for real, and we had to come to this nice hospital establishment, and I got berated, undressed by a doctor pretty much telling me I went too hard. Not really. No, I'm joking. But he was like, hey, sir, you kind of got to calm down. And he actually asked her, he was like, well, is this your first time having this experience? And she was like, yeah. And I'm sure from your medical point of view, I'm sure you can go into this.
Yeah, as a medical professional, as a registered nurse, in my opinion, that lady might be on some drama. Like, no one goes to the hospital because they're
sick.
Like, what the fuck? Come on. I think she just ain't never been digged down that good. She didn't know what it was going to be like. She's a little bit dramatic about it. That's my opinion. I haven't met her, though. Just saying.
That woman that got sent to the hospital was Eve. Cervix Commander destroyed her cervix.
Like, was she bleeding? I can't hear anything. Is he answering?
Hey, can you hear me now? How's my body?
We can hear you.
Okay, was she bleeding?
Yeah, no bleeding. Zero bleeding.
See, this don't make no sense. She just ain't used to being insane.
Girl, if you're listening to this, you got to do your Kegels. You got to do your Kegels. That way you don't get bruised. Do Kegels your Kegels.
Don't help with your pain.
Well, they don't help with God damn it, pain. It sounds like it does help.
Mr. Cervix, do you keep any, do you have any glass dildos? Like, okay, yeah, that's a whole thing. You put your glass dildo in the freezer and then you stick it in there to like ice things down after you've taken a beating. That'll help with like inflammation and pain.
A beating.
That's some good therapy to add to my repertoire. Okay, so you take the glass dildo, freeze it, and then after the session, you use that to heal the pussy.
Yes, yes. So you take the glass dildo as like this, and you just put it in there, and you just fit it in there, right?
Yes, I think that was a good representation of what we need to do with
I think you need to do it again. I don't think we saw the visual. I think you need to do that again. I think you need to do that again.
Demonstrate for us with your asshole, actually. That would
Damn, that's fucked up.
That was very aggressive, Eve.
Eve
the sexy fairy, what the fuck are you? Hey, Mr. Service Commander, please help me out. Please help me out, sir.
Sounds like she wants to dominate you, my guy. Oh, that was aggressive. That was your asshole having things happen to your asshole. I don't know, bro. You evaluate what's going on.
Bro, as soon as those words were spoken, my ass cheeks clenched up.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Hey. It was like, I don't know what to say. You on your own.
Yeah, that was. Because see, what happens with me, I meet a lot of switch women. Women that are very like subby with me, but they'll be very dominant with like beta guys. So I'm used to that switch, but it's still mentally jarring to hear a woman be like, jarring. Your ass is mine now, sir. It'd be like, oh shit. Like I catch a stray secondhand. I don't like it.
You know what's funny, Cervix, is I actually do like to be dominated a bit.
Right.
And but I've never had a woman come to me and say, your ass is mine. You know, like Shang Tsung. Your ass is mine.
Well, and you know what? Speaking to your point, I think it's so dope that like there is breadth, range, that you can be what you are, explore it. I can be what I am and explore it. And there's never like, you know, no real kink shaming. That's what I like about this type of thing. Like you should be able to be like, you know what? I want X, Y, and Z. And you should be able to do that consensually, just like I should be able to do that consensually with partners and people. I like that.
100% agree. 100% agree. And so Eve, the sexy fairy, my co-host, what are we talking about the topic specifically today?
Well, I'll back up a bit and say that I had spotted Mr. Cervix on social media. I feel like it was like a year or two ago. And what stood out to me is he is a guy that creates a space for unpartnered cuckolds to be themselves, to be a cuckold, to explore their fantasies and desires. And he's a single man doing that for other single men. I just made an assumption. I don't know if you're single. But
I have many girlfriends, but continue. Go ahead.
That's what I thought. You're a multi-partner man.
He's like, I have a harem.
Yeah, we run it next. Yeah, go ahead.
But that was how Mr. Cervix and I got to talking. And I just thought it was fascinating because I hadn't seen anyone else approaching things from his particular perspective. And I thought it would be great to have him on the podcast to share that perspective. And I also wanted to hear, like, what's your origin story? Like, how did you come into dealing with cuckolds? How did this start?
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
And I also wanted to hear, like, how, well, what's your origin story? Like, how did you come into dealing with cuckolds? How did this start?
All right. So I'll take it back from the origin. So I played a team sport and I can remember ever since high school, and I played offensive line. I know I'm slim now, but you know, I was an offensive lineman. My teammates would ask me to fuck their girlfriends. And early on, it was just like, dude, you're weird. Cause black dudes don't do that. I would never like another dude as much as to say, hey, bro, you the man. I admire you, bro. You doing your thing. Why don't you go and fuck my wife? Why don't you go fuck my girlfriend? I don't. And of course, there are black cucks. There are guys that are into that. But oh, for the most part, and again, we're not a monolith. That was weird to me. That was new to me. So that was my origin. And then when I went to college, it happened more so. It's like, hey, I really noticed it as being like a sign of endearment, a sign of admiration, that type of thing. And then when I moved to, I was in Texas for a while, so I visited San Antonio and Dallas. At the time, Dallas was like the number one lifestyle area. I was with this group called Magnum BBCs, this guy named Yoni, and he was like doing shit. So I was helping him out with that promotion and marketing. So that's how I got into like the content of it and doing all types of, you know, things online or whatever. Then I came out here to Miami with that information, all of those experiences, all of that. And then I brought it out here. It's just like, okay, this is a lane that I can carve out. There's not anyone, like you said, anyone doing it like I'm doing it and making it profitable, making it like really like something to be a part of. That's what kind of like made that necessity for it to be like real.
Love it. Love it. And so if I was part of the O-line, my position would be tight end because ain't no girl taking my booty hole.
My goodness.
This guy, bro. This guy. I would hope not, bro. We are not rocking like that. Like, honestly, I'll be even more so vulnerable with you. Like, bro, it took me forever to let a girl like lick my ancho. Or my taint, bro.
My taint.
Like, bro, I had to evolve to that. Now, still, I'm not the dude that's gonna be with my legs up in the air and all that other shit. But it's still like it's a sexual education evolution that you can choose to go through within this lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like things that you know. And again, you have your boundaries. You're not doing certain things. I'm definitely not doing certain things. You know, even with the cuck shit. It can move into some bi things. It can move into some full-blown things. So to have that education, to have those boundaries makes it easy for you to explore. But go ahead. I don't want to take
it. I feel
like this is my fault. I tend to always take things into like an anal and rimming realm. I didn't mean to do that on this podcast.
So you think about anal a lot, it seems. Yeah, is that what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, look at my Twitter. It's full of like rimming after anal after rimming after, oh god,
there was some guy who commented on one of Eve's Twitter posts and he was like, what did he say? He was like, what is she doing back there? And I was like, she's eating his ass. Like, you remember that post?
I don't know. We
have to be like aware, like we are where we are. And of course, I'm not saying that we're the best of the best or that we know everything, but a lot of people, the things that we do is new to them. You know what I mean? So it's like, we really, it's interesting.
Well, and I feel like because like we're in the lifestyle and we're all content creators as well, is some of the things that we do maybe on a, I don't want to say a daily basis, but on a regular basis, you know, we think that's part of the norm. And then other people that are vanilla, they're like, what the fuck?
And we forget that it's not normal.
Yeah. But I mean, that's all part of that don't yuck anybody's yum, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so let me ask you this, Mr. Commander. So, Cucks, so you got into the lifestyle, you know, you're playing football, O-line, you got your teammates that are wanting you to fuck the girlfriends and all that. And how difficult or how easy was it for you to transition into going from that into the cuckold landscape?
All right. So when we look at this cuckold thing, and I'm sure, you know, you've been in it for a while, there's history to this stuff, right? The original term of cuckolding is perhaps quite different from what we see it is today. You know, somebody be like, oh, you're a cuck. Oh, so it's colloquialisms and that type of thing. But it's like to transition from what you see online to in-person session to, you know, any and all in between. I think the transition comes from like really understanding what the cuck or cuck couple are asking for. Like some cucks just want to know that you fucked their girl. Some guys want to be in the room, you know. It's different forms of cuckolding. So I think the transition comes from knowing what they're truly desiring. And then that can help you paint the picture of what, you know, to make the fantasy a reality.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That brings me back to one of our earlier conversations. You talked about how you see yourself as a sex therapist for the men that you're working with. Can you talk more about that?
All right. So think about it. Most of the men, especially my demographic, are men between the ages of, 19 and 55. These dudes haven't had sex in 1 to 3 months. These dudes are mostly virgins, right? But they have these urges. They have these desires. Imagine a guy that is like so highly sexually frustrated, he's in a parking lot jerking off. Whereas he could be talking to me in private about all of his whatever things that's going on. I talk about this story that like one of my first real cucks, he was a cop in New York. And this is when Stop and Frisk at first started, that type of stuff. And he told me that he's going around deliberately touching Black men's penises.
Wow.
Right? And of course, there may be some people that would tell him, hey, that's wrong. Hey, that you're not supposed to do that shit. When he comes to me, and again, outside of this, I would not have the wherewithal. How could I talk to a cop like this? But when he's talking to me in this cuck shit, I'm like, yeah, it's okay that you have a Black cock addiction. And that comes from actual prior trauma. Like he walked in when he was young on his mom sucking a big Black dick. So that's how that transitioned to that. He never got therapy, none of that shit. So from this space, I can tell him, hey, it's okay that you have an addiction to Black dick, but we're not going to do it unsafely anymore. We're not going to be at our job doing fuck shit to Black people. No, that's over. And outside of this space, I wouldn't be able to talk to him like that.
Wow.
So that's why I say it's like a form of therapy in that you can't talk to your pastor about this. You can't talk to your psychologist about this. You can't talk to your priest about this. You know, like who are you going to talk to about this but somebody like me?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and that's funny that you bring that up. And I'm glad that you like use that as a learning experience for that cop. And a lot of people that are in the sex industry, and I'm talking primarily escorts and those people that are adjacent to that profession, they are almost like therapists, sexual coaches and whatnot. And because there are a lot of people that have past trauma that they need to deal with, right? And so I'm glad that you were able to help this guy navigate through that so that he wouldn't be doing any of that bad shit to men.
I'll even take it a step further. What we actually deal in, and you know, there's levels to it, but this is race play, right?
Yeah.
And in the country that we live in, on the planet that we happen to live on, we don't live in a post-racial society. Because if we did, this BBC interracial shit wouldn't be big. So who are you going to talk to about the fact that you're a white guy and you think about Black dick all the time? who could you tell about that? Yeah. It's really deep levels from everything from, I don't know, MAGA, all that stuff. All of these people all have this underlying theme. And, you know, for me specifically, if you want to worship a black guy, you want to worship black people, this is your safe space to do it.
Okay.
It easy for them to do that.
Okay. And what are your thoughts, Miss Eve?
Those are good words, safe space. That's what you're trying to create, is a safe space for people's kinks and fantasies. And the race play one is, there's not a lot of safe spaces out there for that. It's not acceptable. It's, you know.
And also there's levels to it, like I said earlier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On a minimal level, race play looks like this. Like let's say me and Doc are DP and you, right? And there's a cuck in the room, right? The low-level race play is, hey, white cuck, you see these big black dicks going to your white right, white wife? That's low-level race play, stating the obvious. Yes. On up to the racial slurs and the other stuff that you can get into later. But what we do is unique in that we state the obvious in the races and colors and that type of thing. And that's what kind of sets us apart.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny that we delve into race play, because I was actually talking about this the other day with my panel when we were talking about race play. And that podcast should be published before this one. But I was telling them the story, Eve, of when I came up to Indianapolis and we went to that party, and that one chick was like, you know, I was fucking it real good. And she's she's like, fuck me with that slave cock, the big ass slave cock of yours. I was like, what? You know,
yeah.
It was kind of like the record screech.
Usually uses a different word, honestly. Like she was trying hard to be good. She usually uses a much worse word.
And this is the thing. Like it's like you got to communicate that thing beforehand, right? Because this that lady, she didn't know me, right? So you know, like so the people, they asked me, what did you do? And I was like, what could I do? I was a professional. I finished fucking the shit out of her.
Well, her husband watched, right?
Her husband was somewhere, decker, bro. And
he was probably in the other room with me.
yeah, he probably was. But like, I remember because like we left the party and we drove together, and I told you about that, and you're like, what the fuck?
I had already talked to her about it. I was like, you cannot say that. Her primary partner loves that race play, and for some reason she just thinks everyone's gonna be okay with it now. And I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, I would have checked the piss out of right then and there. Like, no, if we didn't previously talk about that, like, because that's like me like doing something unconsensual to you. And that's going to totally destroy the mood. So, like, no, bro. Like, obviously, this race thing, and it's not with everybody, but some people really get into it. And if you get into it, again, the only difference between us and vanilla is we have rules. We have boundaries. We have ways to do things. People call each other names all the time in regular sex. Over here, we do it. We just have rules and permission and boundaries and, like, dynamics to this shit. That's the only difference.
If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested, so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate? throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show. Yeah, it really is. It really is. And so tell us about your cuck parties, because like you throw some like pretty kick-ass parties and boat stuff. And I mean, heck, you live down in Miami, right? Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
South Beach? I'm in South Florida, man. So I'm where it is. So for me, I always wanted to, as we spoke about earlier, create a safe space. And what does that actually mean? What does that entail? Okay. If I am an event coordinator, I am inviting people that are looking for specific things. I'm vetting these people. I'm talking to them on plenty of occasions, not just one time. And then I'm bringing them together for a common purpose. So you got your single cucks that are there that don't have any type of affiliation, don't know woman or nothing. You have them over there. And then you have couples and you have your kings, you have your queens, and you have your queen of spades, everybody else. So let's say I do it on a boat, a nice size yacht, 70 footer, 100 footer, something like that. Well, the cucks are there to clean up. Yeah, you're in service. Yeah. Sweep the poop deck, all that shit. You're doing all of that. While we're having fun, you're serving drinks. You're in sissy gear. You're cleaning up condoms if they're being used. You're like that type of shit. Your nose is in a corner until you're asked for it. Like real, true blue, putting these fuckers to work, showing them their place. Because they really... There's a whole big demographic of beta subs and cucks, sissies, all of this that really crave the in-person type thing. So the party aspect is earned. Like they have to earn to get to that, but like it's everything they're looking for.
I love it. And let me ask you this, and I'll let Eve kind of chime in on what her thoughts are. But like, do you find that most guys that are cucks, most of them in their vanilla lives, they are in high stress positions or positions of power. And then when it gets into the sexual realm, they want to go ahead and deviate from that and not be
out. Listen, most of my regular cucks, man, these are Fortune 5500 alpha multi-million billionaire dudes. Getting money, moving up in the corporate ladder. They have a wife and they may be alpha at work, but at home, that woman runs it. It's some real female-led situation, right? Female-led relationship. And due to that dynamic, I can come in and help the couples in whatever way they're looking for. So it's just like, it's amazing how that dynamic flips. The guys are alpha at work. I'm talking about big 6'5 firemen. But still wearing panties under his fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, master, you know, I was thinking about you while I put out a fire today, and I was in chastity. What? Thank you for saving lives, bitch boy. But, like, come on.
He was like, I done saved 10 people's lives out of a burning building with a cut cage on.
Yeah, and I was in chastity the entire time. Thank you for the commitment, bitch boy, but goddamn. Like, they amaze me sometimes. Like, they really be, like, their dedication, really, if they're really, you can tell the cucks that are, like, 100% down for this shit. You can really tell. And it's to the point that, like, some cucks, you really, and you know this, because you dom them. Sometimes you have to protect cucks from themselves or subs from themselves. Like, for instance, I got a picture of whatever it's me in this little Versace robe or whatever, and I got my dick out. This lawyer, multi-million lawyer, big shit, has my screensaver on his real phone. I'm like, idiot, get that off. Like, stop it.
They're turned on by being caught, some of them.
There you go.
Yes. That's actually a sexual thing right there. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm enticed by the fact that I can get caught.
Hopefully no one finds out that I'm wearing panties today, but I have it kind of lifted up. Like, get out of here.
It's like, Frank, what's that pink lace that's coming out of your trousers?
Oh, nothing. Fuck out of here, bro. I love the mental cat and mouse, like, especially for things like forced buy or forced come clean up. Like, come on. At the end of the day, we all know, everybody knows in the room that you want to clean up this fucking cum. But we can play this game to where we act like, you're not going to lick it. Oh, you're not going to lick it. Like, that type of stuff. Like, I dig that mental back and forth. I like that shit. That's mentally stimulating for me.
I love it.
Speaking of that particular thing, like the forced cum clean up, I've dealt with quite a few cucks where they come at me with, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to have this scenario provided for me. My fantasy is I just want a big line of black men and they've all got their dicks out and I want you to make me suck off every single one of them. And I'm like, now hold on a minute. Like, if you're really a cuck, you're supposed to be serving me. It's supposed to be all about my pleasure. What are you providing me out of it? Asking me to do something to you. I want you to do something to me that's going to provide pleasure. I have to like really reset their minds when they come at me with all these fantasies. I'm like, you got this backwards here.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. And let me ask you this, Eve. What would you want them to do to you?
Usually I start by giving them assignments involving communicating with me, shopping for me, buying me lingerie. You know, I'm terrible at shopping for myself.
What? You are?
Yes. give them something they can do from a distance. Most of them I'm not meeting in person anyways.
Mark,
California, and New York or some shit.
They have to earn that privilege of being in your presence. And they earn that by like long periods of time. Like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I give them tasks they can complete from a distance that involve buying me things and communicating with me in certain ways.
Love it.
That's smart.
Love it. Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this. We're almost at the end of this, but what is the craziest situation that you've encountered in this cuckolding world?
Oh, craziest. Okay, well, this is a tale that's old as time, but I mean, whatever. So it could be situations to where it'll be a couple and the husband is just like we spoke about, alpha at work, but beta at home. And then I'll spend time with a couple and it'll be a situation to where the wife is just like, yeah, let's go ahead and make this official. Let's go ahead and, you know, like fuck my husband. Like, yeah, like, no. This last situation that I've dealt with, it's like, okay, look, babe, I know that we enjoy our time and it's awesome. Like, I enjoy it. Like, it's great. Going to Turks and Caicos with your husband and shit, you and your husband, it's great. It's awesome. I love it. However, let's not spoil this dynamic by trying to make it more than what is good where it is. You get to be with your husband. Y'all have all these millions of properties. Everything is good. Don't think that. And the crazy part about it is the husband is down with it. He's like, yeah, leave me. Divorce me. Yeah, go be with him. Like, happy about it. And he would take care of everything. I know that he would. But, like, I don't want it like that. I don't want it like that, honestly. And she's adamant, like, yeah, let's just be together. And I'm just like, no, babe. Let's.
That's a lot of responsibility there.
Yeah.
And then that would change the dynamic of the relationship, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because where you stand, the cuck has to take care of that woman, and you just get to enjoy her. You get to enjoy all the fun parts. But if
I realized if she's a long time ago,
you got some other things to do.
I realized a long time ago, I'm not built to be a woman's emotional tampon. Like, I can't, I can't. Like, I just can't. So keep your cuck hubby and you know, trauma dump on him and all the other stuff. Come to me and be girly and all the other stuff. I can fuck the shit out of you, send you back. He can get on your nerves again, and then you can, like, we can have a nice symbiotic relationship, but not anything else. But I would say that's the craziest. And it's only crazy, Doc, because she's sending me gifts and things. And I'm talking about gifts that guys don't normally get. You know what I mean? And it's just like, no, babe. No, babe. No. And it's only through experience that I can cut that off. Younger me, like Doc, think about yourself back in the day. You're probably going to take certain opportunities. But when you get experience, you learn everything that comes your way isn't good for you.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Not all money is good money. And I'm still stuck on the emotional tampon part.
Oh, yeah. I got a million of them. All kinds of metaphors and euphemisms. Yeah, like, come on, man.
All right. So let me ask you this. There's people that are listening to this cervix, and they want to get into this space, right? So like, this is going to be a twofold question. So number one, if there's a cut guy, cut couple that wants to get into this, like your style of play, how would they get into it, or how would you coach them to get into it? And then the second part of that question would be, if there's a black gentleman that wants to get into this space of femdom/cuckolding, how would you coach him to get into that space?
Sounds good. Okay. So for the cuck couple, you know what? I'm going to start with the black king first.
All right.
So if it's a black king and he's looking to get into this space, the things that I'm going to tell him, I'm going to say, first and foremost, better yourself. Make sure you're the best that you can be. Work out, learn shit, have experiences, right? So that when you interact with these people, because if you're a femdom, if you're, you know, a black guy that's saying that you are that guy, they're basically paying you because you're great. So you need to show yourself to be great. You need to go out there and get pictures done. You need to do shit. You need to accomplish things, right? And that comes from a self-worth, a self-confidence, knowing what you're good at, that type of thing. And then once you've built that up, then you get onto the social media and you put it out there. And it's a fucking job. Every day, 365, 25/8. You're putting it out there to let people know that it's okay to worship me. I'm a black man that's doing things. Here's what the fuck I'm doing. I'm competent as a motherfucker. This is all the stuff that I'm doing. Here's all the people that I'm fucking with. Once they see that, it makes it very attractive for subs, women, couples to come to you and want to admire and worship you. So that's what I would say for the black king. For the couples looking to get into this thing, I would say to the individuals, make sure that you're good on the inside. Make sure that you've taken care, for the most part, all of your insecurities, right? And then as a couple, make sure that your insecurities are taken care of together, because we already took care of it individually. Then we move on to this alternate stuff. And it's like, okay, let's map out what we're looking to do. And I know, you know, you may not know what you don't know until later, but at least have a rubric, at least have a framework. Okay, here's our fail safe. Here's how we're going to communicate. Here's how we're going to, you know, get out of situations, safe words, all that. And then from there, once you get your ground rules as a couple, then you can explore. I know I just gave a whole bunch of steps, but it takes that, because I've been to parties where they have chinks in their armor. Like the woman is feeling insecure, or maybe the cuck is feeling insecure. The party can totally fuck up if a woman is not feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
The whole party is all fucked up just because she don't feel a certain way. So it's very important to do preventative measures to make sure that everybody's good mentally, feeling, hey, we're going to have a sexy time. You feeling good? You want to have sexy time? Cool. So now we can introduce this black man to have a cuck situation with us, because we're already happy. We're not using this cuck situation to make our relationship happy. We're happy without it. This is icing on the cake. This is extra. So that's a little bit of the coaching. And also, like, whenever, if it's a couple that wants to be with a black king, a black superior, like, really understand that actually black men are the unicorns. Actually.
Yeah.
Actually, like, and a guy that can talk to you, fuck you right, interact with you, and leave you, like get the fuck away from you, like all of that, and he looks good. Yeah, he's a unicorn. He's rare. He's the prize. So treat him accordingly. That's what I would tell couples. Treat that black man that's making you get that feeling, or giving you that feeling, treat him accordingly. Because he's helping you out.
I love that. Like, because, you know, as a black man, you know, we always hear the word or the term bull, but we never hear the word unicorn.
Right. I mean, again, like, for me, yeah, I would say I started off as a bull, a mindless bull. Like, hey, I'm just here to sling dick. Blah, 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 blah. But now it's like, my dick comes with extra shit, right? So I'm a black king now. I'm a black guy. So it's like, yeah, you know, with this Femdom thing, yeah, you're going to pay me to be around. Yeah, you're going to pay me to coordinate a gathering. Yeah, you're going to pay me for my advice, my coaching. Like, the Femdom thing only comes because I've accomplished XYZ. I have results, receipts of things that I've accomplished with these things. So, yeah, you got to pay me for that.
You know what? You say you got to pay me for this and that. That reminds me of that one time I called you and you were doing an ignore session. I was like, wait, people pay you to ignore them?
Yes. 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 Yeah. I mean, listen, this demographic of, and look, and that's the other thing. I was going to say this demographic of guys, but there's also female cucks too. We can maybe talk about that later. But anyway, there's this group of guys that need attention, either want to give it or receive it. They could be doing something bad, like Rittenhouse houses. They could be doing some bad shit. Why not bring them here to, again, our safe space and do something constructive with them? Maybe even give them some aftercare after and let them know that, hey, you can do better. You can do other things as opposed to just this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I love it. And I that's actually a good topic. Female cucks. Let's perhaps the three of us.
I love female cucks more than male cucks because they are fun.
Okay. We're not going to talk about female cucks in this episode, but the three of us, let's get in the Telegram group and we'll talk about it on a future episode. Gotcha. How's that?
Gotcha. And may I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
To your honor.
Yes, sir.
I love to see black men, especially in this Queen of Spades, black dick only thing, actually in leadership positions. When I first came to this thing, B&W, all this other stuff, there was no black men running it. Even in the swinger shit, like, yes, they have different groups that are doing things, but it always seemed as if the black men were like the third class citizens. I'm so glad that there's guys like you and other guys that, and me, that's doing things that actually puts us in the forefront, because for the most part, Queen of Spades was a situation where it's like, yeah, you're getting black dick, but there's no black guys that are represented. There's no leaders. There's no, I'm just glad that this is the now. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, well, thank you too. You know, it's, we definitely work in progress and, you know, we help one another get further. So, Miss Eve, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm sitting here thinking about that female cuck episode.
Hey, cervix, you got her all like convoluted. Her mind's all like,
whoa. I love doing that to women. I love it. The mind of a woman is awesome. I love it. It's so fun in there.
I love it. All right. So we're going to bounce out of here. But cervix, give some words of inspiration to somebody that's listening to this that may need some help navigating this lifestyle. And then we'll get out of here.
And look, I'm gonna give everybody my socials too. And then I'm gonna give that word. All right. Decentralcircus.com is my spot. Cuck Matchmaker. Service Commander, all of those. If you Google me, I'm everywhere. I touched 21 websites today, so you can't miss me. But for some advice for people that are looking to get into this, that type of thing, the way the internet is set up, everything that you're interested in is a hashtag or typed words away. What's most important is for you to be the best that you are, so that when you find those people, when you find that niche, you're actually adding to it as opposed to just taking it away. Eve talked about a cuck coming to her saying all of his desires and all that other shit. Yeah. The name of the game is to be valuable to the lifestyle that you're seeking to be a part of. Bring something to the fucking table in addition to your fucking desires. Like, I don't know, like be able to blow up balloons. Like, have something outside of your desires that you want to bring to the lifestyle. And again, you guys can reach me at thesensualcircus.com. Everywhere. Come reach me, man. I got merch. I got everything. Your wife needs me. Fuck with me.
Hey, and if you know how to blow up balloons and you're good at it, make sure you get with Cervix Commander.
Come holler at me. You got skills, baby.
And Miss Eve the Sexy Fairy, what are your socials again, please?
I am Eve the Sexy Fairy on Manyvids, Fansly, Loyal Fans, OnlyFans, Twitter, Reddit, And then I'm Eve Cuckoldress on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I got multiple Instagrams and TikToks. So if you think it's fake, it's probably not. It's just one of my eight accounts. Right.
You got 800 million Instagram accounts. So
gotta have a backup to a backup.
A backup to a backup to a backup. There you go, baby. And y'all reach me at bullsandqueens.com. And you can reach my spicier content at dotchocolatebbc.com. So until next time, you lovely, beautiful human beings, y'all stay blessed, you stay loving each other, and you guys stay positive. Bye.
You cuffed on me for life.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.